Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Melissa Now, the newly named Vice President of Hospitality for Shaw Contract. Melissa, how you doing?
I'm good this morning. How are you?
I'm good. So let's run through your background, if you don't mind. You've been 10 years at Shaw. Prior to that, 2 years with LG Houses, and then 5 years you worked for an interior design firm. Is that right?
That is correct. Yeah. I've been in the design industry for over 20 years.
So that's one of the things I wanted to ask. How come you have a design focus, and how did you end up in the flooring business?
So I've always been drawn to the design aspect. I love the ability to express your artistic side and create a space that's visually appealing. Design just kind of runs in my family because my sister owns her own interior design business. And then I love flooring because it's just the practical piece of the interiors. I mean, it's always needed in projects. And it's a very detailed product to understand and sell. You've got to understand the different types of flooring and then all the different textures and how that component is going to affect the design aesthetic, but the usability and really understanding the application. So with design and flooring, I get a good mix of innovation and a tangible result that is very rewarding.
Okay. How did you end up with Shaw?
I'm from North Georgia area, which is where we're based. I started at Shaw and was hired in the Dallas, Texas area. I was hired to focus in on hospitality. And after I got into the weeds with it, I quickly realized that I love hospitality. It allows me to just express a passion for creating memorable experiences and very impactful relationships. The industry is all about connection, and I truly love being a part of the community.
You know, one of my favorite shows is coming up, and I'm going to be there, and I know you're going to be there as well. And I think that's probably why they made sure to appoint you at this time, because one of the big hospitality shows is BD&Y. And one of the neat things about it, it's kind of a boutique show, as obviously that's what the B stands for. And when you go there, I mean, you see interiors like no other place. It's almost like a fantasy land, isn't it?
Yes. You see beautiful products from all aspects that go into a hotel, not just flooring, but lighting and art. It's definitely an inspiration for sure. It is one of my favorite shows. It is a very well-attended show these days, and so it's a great place to not only be inspired by beautiful products, but to see all of your industry friends and reconnect. So I do love the show.
What are Shaw Contract's plans for BD&Y this year?
So we collaborated with Melanie Barnett and the Black Artist Designers Guild at the Cooper Hewitt Museum. We provided the custom carpet flooring for the museum. And so therefore, we are in an opportunity to host tours of the museum starting on Saturday, November 9th. So we have a couple times on Saturday and a couple times on Sunday where you can get a tour of the museum and really learn about the history and also see some beautiful carpet on the floor. And then, of course, we will all be at the show starting on Sunday. Really excited for our space. We're in booth 1337. We have a brand new collection out, Midnight, beautiful carpet collection. But also, I'm really excited that we're going to show our EcoWorks resilient flooring in the booth space, and we love the story behind that. So really excited. We're also participating in some of the social hub space in the BD&Y trade show floor.
If you look at the vertical sectors in the commercial market, hospitality is it number three behind healthcare and education, do you think?
I would say our hospitality sector is very huge for us, especially at Shaw. It's continuously growing year over year. We're expecting a growth this year, and the pipeline is showing a huge pipeline in your upper mid-scale and upper scale. And so our numbers are predicting that we'll continue to grow for the next few years within the segment. See a lot of renovations and conversions happening, but I think in the future, with the interest rates recently dropping and expected to drop again by the end of the year and into next year, we'll see a lot of the new construction picking back up too. It is a huge sector for us, definitely.
So what are some of the trends we're seeing in hospitality now?
I would say that design aesthetic that we see is that classic timeless look, especially after COVID. People just kind of want that comfortable, homey feel that's kind of elegant but been around for a while. So a lot of that classic look, a lot of natural elements, wanting to repeat that in the flooring, from sisal looks in the carpet, a lot of texture. We even see florals kind of coming back in artwork and in the flooring, a lot of bold colors. And that's what you will see in our new collection called Midnight. And then, of course, resilient flooring is still being used in really all chain scales of hotels. But we see a resurgence kind of coming back with wood and the desire for wood in more of that boutique environment and suites of hotels and in the lobby spaces where common gathering of public areas.
That's interesting. Are you playing in that wood surface market?
Yes, Shaw actually is a flooring provider that offers not only engineered wood and resilient flooring, along with your soft, fuzzy stuff of carpet tile and broadloom. We even have wool. We provide Axminster, and we have a new technology, kind of like the latest and greatest for our CYP machine. And we will showcase that technology in our booth space at BDNY. But we also now offer porcelain. So we will see new collections coming out in 2025 on our porcelain business. So I would say that we've got it all. We're your flooring expert and kind of provide anything from the hard to the soft.
One of the big three, I would say, in the suppliers to that market. So let me ask you, there's a guy that's kind of an icon for Shaw Contract. His name was Kevin Sanders. A lot of people nicknamed him the Colonel. What's the Colonel doing now? He's retired, hasn't he?
He is retired. I say he's living his best life on the golf course every day. He definitely still stays connected with his industry friends. And I would say he periodically checks in with me to see how I'm doing and how the business is growing. But he brought us a lot of laughter, and we definitely miss that and his smile. And hopefully I can keep his legacy living in the hospitality industry.
Okay, Melissa, it's good to talk to you, and thanks for catching our listeners up on this market. Again, been talking to Melissa Now, the newly named Vice President of Hospitality with Shaw Contract, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.